Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, beautiful day. It's like summer just keeps stretching and stretching out. I love it. Now we've got some callers in today. Have a little fun. And by the way, Friar's Feet, NBC, 10-9. Wonderful thing. That's what I like to say. It is a wonderful thing. And I think we have to, Betty Jo Tucker's in the house. I see you, Betty Jo. We got to start off with a little fun. Fun for us today. And George Benger was in, and then he's out, and I'm sure he'll be back from the mom and pop shop. He'll be calling back in, and we'll check that out. But you know what I'm feeling like? I think you know it. Let me see if I can find it. I don't know. We have a lot of, what do we need in this world? Oh, here we go. A little corona. George Bettinger's name. But George Bettinger's got a great show called The Mom and Pop Show every day at 4 p.m. he is so many voices, I don't know. Maybe that's why I always go into a voice when I'm listening to George Bettinger, the Mom Pop Shop. 106hotmix.com. And also my favorite movie addict from Movie Addict Headquarters, it's Betty Jo Tucker every Tuesday at 4. And you can listen to her in archives. She had a fantastic episode with Tippi Hedren last week. Woohoo! And you can listen to that and every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. It's Betty Jo Tucker and Movie Addict Headquarters. Facebook friend her. She's fun. Oh, yes, she is. And speaking of fun, you know who's fun? George Bettinger.
George Bettinger's Mom and Pop Shop, can I help you?
Georgie, you must help me.
Count Dracula!
Help me, Georgie.
What is it, Drac?
I must have the record I ordered. I'll go bats if I don't get it now.
Oh, well, let's see, Count. I have a whole bunch of records that just came in. You know, I've been getting a lot of orders. Let's see. Is it Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba?
No, that's not it.
No, it's not that. How about No Money, No Problem by Feet, Puff, Daddy, and Mace? Not that either. Okay, Drac, wait. I have one more here. Ah, here it is. I'm in the Mood for Blood by the Plasmatics.
Yes, yes, that's it. I'm in the Mood for Blood simply because you're near me.
Well, come on down, Count. It's waiting for you. It's right here in the store.
George, I can't come now. The sun, you know.
Well, wear a block.
Hello, Raiden, Georgie. I need more bazooka with the comic in the middle.
Hey, Jerome, would you like to make a delivery for me?
Oh, joy, it would be a pleasure. I mean, I'd proudly go.
Count, you'll have it there in 10 minutes.
Thank you, Georgie. Let's go out for a bite.
Jerome, take this record to Count Dracula's castle.
I'll run right away. I'll be happy. Count Dracula, you mean the monster with the scary point with the cape? Boy, I don't.
Jerome, if you do this for me, I'll give you a dozen bazookas on the house.
Hello, I'm here to see the Count Raiden Heimenstein. Oh, please come in. I'll show you to the Count right now.
Ah, Jerome, what brings you here?
A bicycle, but I left it outside. I brought you the record album disc type thing you wanted.
Ah, wonderful. Here, Igor. Go put it on the turntable.
Boy, what a castle type house. Look at this. Wow, what a place here.
These are all priceless antiques, Jerome. They have been in my family for 50 generations. This. Jerome, what are you doing?
Look, Drac, this will be the biggest bubble, the biggest, largest mammal baby you've ever seen.
No, wait, my crystal, my bric-a-brac, my veg wood. Wait a minute. Oh, Jerome, you had me scared.
I scared you, Raiden Hyman. Don't be a nervous, Drac. I'm a professional. Imagine a spooky guy like that being frightened by me. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot to say goodbye.
Oi, hey. That kid gets no tip.
Help me.
Igor, stop playing now.
George Bettinger. The man's a star, I tell you. The man is a star. He's such a delight. So funny. Listen to his show, and he finds these great songs. And you know what? I want y'all to go and join his Facebook chat room because he's also so generous at promoting all of his friends there. His Facebook, go to Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook, and you can, and you'll hear drop-in guests like, I own a trailer, and I don't know how he did it, but George has got the most beautiful wife ever. Look at the photos on there. Lisette, what? George, I don't know. You made a deal with the devil, I'm thinking. George Bettinger and Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Addict Headquarters. Anything you need to know about film, she's your source. She also has... hopefully she'll post her blogs, and she's got movie blogs, everything, and reviews, and she's on it. This woman knows her stuff, and she's written a couple of books, which you should buy because the money goes to charity. That's how cool she is. All right, let's see what we have going here. It's an interesting day. I'm so glad. Who came out for the softball game yesterday? Oh, yes, we had Dominic Chinese, you know, Uncle Junior from The Sopranos. He was there, and comedian Kevin Meaney was there, and, of course, yours truly, Nancy Lombardo. All right, I never made it to first base, but I hit the ball every time, and I am proud of that. And Iona, this one's for you.
After mass just last Sunday, my speedy pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered eight pierogies, potato to cheese and to meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl. My ten pierogi girl, she's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
Ah, Tom Caruso, always fun. Have a little Stone Twins here.
Identical twins from New York City are hitting this stage. So give a lot of love for Stone and Stone!
Well, thank you.
My name is Todd, and we're the Stones, and we're twins. We spend virtually all of our time together, too. But we also see other people, don't we?
Like, I've been dating a girl recently, and she's Israeli, and I'm Jewish, so that's kind of like a big deal, you know?
Yeah.
And her name is Mahor. And I love introducing her to people. Remember when I introduced her?
Sure,
I said, this is my brother, and this is Mahor.
Yeah.
And I love talking baby talk to her, too. I said, who's Mahor? You're Mahor.
Charming girl, really nice girl.
You know, a lot of people think that just because we're twins, we must be exactly the same.
Yeah.
But that's not true.
No,
at all. We have plenty of differences, don't we?
We play a game called Notice the Difference.
Oh, yeah.
Because we do.
I guess we're going to play.
Oh, you saw it.
Okay, right here.
Notice the differences. My favorite color is red. My favorite color is blue. My favorite flavor is vanilla. My favorite flavor is chocolate. I like dogs. I do drugs. I've dated a model. I've done a homeless girl. I always give money to the homeless man who sleeps outside on my corner. Thank you.
I hope that was helpful for all of you. I hope that was helpful.
Same.
I'm also a twin, and we love being twins.
We do. We're very glad.
So getting like going
the same exact annoying question with all the very obvious answers. You know.
Like, can you read each other's minds?
No.
Or like, do you guys get along?
Yes.
Are you fighting all the time?
No.
Have you ever considered having sex with each other?
Of course.
Exactly.
I mean, obvious answers.
You mean well,
exactly.
And that's okay.
Yeah, I understand.
Anyway, you know, we wanted to mention the ex-governor of New Jersey, Governor McGreevy.
Remember Governor McGreevy came out?
Remember when we did? Yeah, I do, actually. We were both in a train.
The first time we heard about it,
these two bigots sitting behind us. And they were saying, oh my God, I can't believe he's gay. I hate gays.
Yeah,
I remember being so happy that they were so mad, you know. But if we were McGreevy, we could have made these bigots even more angry. What
I did was we go down south, say, to like a really conservative state, you know, like Alabama or whatever.
Yeah.
And we go down there and we'd be elected twin governors.
Yeah,
right?
Twin governors.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
And then after a couple of years, we'd hold this big press conference.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd say, you know, we've been your twin governors for the past few years, and we're gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're Jewish.
Yeah.
And we're black.
Yeah.
And we're Muslim, too.
Exactly.
Guys, thank you very much. That's it.
Give it up for Tony Stone.
Hey, all right. And, oh, boy, Stone and Stone, I love it. I have got some callers calling in here today. And very interesting enough, I was turned on to these people, these guys, and their music, from my friend Jeff Leibowitz at the Friars Club. And so he said, yeah, this sounds like a very interesting premise, and I'm going to play one of their songs, and I'm going to bring them on. How about that? Unusual songs on my show. That was by this interesting man that I was turned on to by my friend Jeff, Steve Doyle. And I'm going to bring him online, but he's got a new concept out there. I'm going to let him talk about it, him and his partner in crime. And first, let me tell you about Steve. He's a bassist for Jim Caruso's Cast Party at Birdland, New York, every Monday. And he lives in New York. He grew up in Omaha. He's been in a lot of jazz festivals, and I'm reading his award, Tony Award-winning vocalist Christine Ebersole. Oh, he's performed with many people. Oh, I love Christine Ebersole and Grammy winners Billy Stritch and Larry White, and shared the stage with, one of my favorites, Bucky Pizzarelli. Hey, I wonder if you know my friend Bria Schoenberg. Let's see. So anyway, why don't we bring him on, and his partner. First we'll bring on one, and then we'll bring on the other. Let's see if he's ready. I know he's been on hold forever. Steve, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Steve Doyle. All righty. And your
yes.
partner in crime is on the line, too. And so tell us about what you're working on. I know that that was one of the songs I managed to download in time to play. I have to see if I can get the other ones up. But,
well, Paul Denny is a friend of mine from high school. And we had a wild hair to make a CD book for kids, so we started.
And I like
Paul
your concept.
Writing some
I was,
lyrics.
Yeah, reading about
yeah.
it. Just a little backstory for my people. I have people in the chat room as well. You decided to make instead of being bombarded with Barney tunes, you decided to make cool music for kids. Can
yeah,
you hear
Paul.
Me? Hello?
Paul's not on there. Anyway, that was the concept. We were, you know, I was initially we were both very tired of and felt like Barney was falling short in terms of, you know, just it was sort of just annoying to us. So we decided to have another option for people. And we started this project called Daddy Dialogues. And so we just write all these songs, and it turns out Paul is a really great, you know, lyricist, and he's just very, very funny. So I get a kick out of working with him on this.
Oh yeah, I see you work with Bucky Pizzarelli. Do you by any chance know Bria Skonberg?
I sure do. She's amazing. I love those guys.
Yes, so she was one of my shows, and I also feature her music on this show a lot. I love Bria.
Oh,
she's fantastic.
She's a talent.
Amazing. Yeah, so that was one of your tunes there. Now, he writes the lyrics, Paul writes the lyrics, and you write the music?
That's right. I write and record the music, and it's sort of, you know.
And let's the
we,
name of the
you've
CD,
heard of Rodgers
by the way,
and Hammerstein.
Is, yes.
And George and Ira Gershwin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's Paul and Steve.
Yeah, Paul and Steve. It's real catchy.
That's right.
Your CD just came out. Home to
it
You.
It did, yes.
Home to
That's
You.
Very
Where can
sweet
people
of you to
find that?
Well, it's available everywhere, all over the internet, iTunes, all over the world, and every single music outlet you can ever imagine. And you can also get it from visiting my website, stevedoyle.com.
www.stevedoyle.com, listeners.
Yep.
If you're in there, if you're in the chat room, stevedoyle.com, and
That's
you
right.
can get it. But it's very fun because it's music for kids, and I got to figure out here because they didn't all download. Where did they go? I got to find you.
Now, wait a minute. Yeah. So
only one of the songs downloaded, so I'm going to do a trick here and play another one, okay?
Okay.
Let me see if I
can. Oh, you know what you need to do? You know, you need to go to, for Daddy Dialogues, I was talking about my CD because why am I thinking about that? But it's Daddy Dialogues is going to be a Facebook page that you can check out.
Oh, I just liked it. Daddy Dialogues?
Daddy Dialogues.
How do you, spelled like dialogues regular?
D-I-A-L-O-G-S.
Okay, there you go. I just Facebooked it, and that's what we're talking about. This is your CD. Well, that's what you sent me, and that's what I was reading, Stevie boy.
Cool.
That's no problem, and we're going to bring Paul on. Paul, thank you for your patience. I'm going to see if I can play Hyper Kid. Let me see if I can trick the world
okay.
here. Here we go. Why is it not?
Oh.
Thank you.
adorable. Let's bring Paul on. And this is
okay.
All the name of the project again is that you're working on?
Daddy Dialogues. Paul is the daddy, just to be clear.
Okay, Paul's the daddy and you're the bassist. Paul, are you
yep.
on the line? Paul? Paul.
Huh.
Well, I guess he's listening by phone. I have the phone open for him.
Okay. That's good.
He's live, so I hope he doesn't say anything inappropriate. And he comes back to us. He's been on hold for such a long time. All right.
Pretty
so
well
Paul,
mannered.
Paul's the daddy, and you're not a daddy then.
No, I'm not.
No. All right.
No, I'm just you know trying to make sure that all these little rat kids have some good music to listen to.
Yeah, and the other point is that I saw in your video was that, you know, as opposed to listening to the same mundane thing, it's kind of a break for the parents.
Yeah, that was part of the goal. We wanted to have good, you know, quality music for the kids and you know, we didn't want these kids to be listening to you know, bad music and having mushy brain.
Mushy brain music. And I think, Paul, can you hear us now, Paul?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, he's back. All right, we have Paul
good.
On the line. So you're the daddy. What does your daughter, I'm assuming, think of this?
She's the one that pretty much wrote everything, so I hope she likes it all right. All I'm doing is just writing down the things that she does during the day and says, and it's just some of the things are pretty crazy, as I'm sure people out there know. So.
And you two know each other from high school, and you just decided you both decided that there was a need for this music out here. What's the website they can go to? Can you only go to Facebook, or is there a website?
Well, Facebook's probably the best. We do have a daddydialogues.com. It's a little bit under construction right now, but still should be able to get some information off of that. But
And what is there an album out, a CD?
That is in the works right now. We're putting together a lot of things. We've got a lot of songs in the works right now, and you've heard two of them already. We want to finish up a couple more and get everything set up for everybody.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, guys will have to come back when it's finished. So we can send people to get it, other than Steve's already out CD. They can get that too. That's fine. Steve Doyle. Go to stevedoyle.com to get his CD. But it's an interesting concept. Now, are you the only musicians?
I am.
Playing on it? On the
yeah, show? I've been inviting some friends to finish off things. But right now it's you know, Christine Lavin said she might be involved and help out.
I've had Christine Lavin as a guest on my show as well.
Yeah, love her. So, you know, she probably will be involved with helping us out and stuff, but mostly I record this on my home studio and from top to bottom. So that's what's been happening so far. And
what
you
else
know,
do you do, Paul?
Fun.
Are you a writer?
I do an awful lot of things, but writing right now, and this is actually the main project that I'm focusing on. I'm having a blast doing this, and you know, mainly it's, instead of getting frustrated with you know, raising a small child, I figure just to have fun with it instead. So.
Well, as a parent who went through the oh my God, the bugabees. Barney.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Hug-a-Bug Club. I was like, if I hear that theme song one more time, I'm going to shoot myself. So that's a great idea. And in the chat room, we have Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. What do you think, Betty? And we have George Bettinger, man, if you ever need a guy to do Man of a Thousand Voices, George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop. And I'm sure if you daddy-o Facebook those people, they will Facebook you back, and they have a large listenership. So I own a trailer. She's just wacky. But, yeah, it's fun. Let me see if I can trick play another song because it's taken forever to download. And this one is called Why Do I Cry?
Yeah.
Probably the best way to do it is just go to Facebook / Daddy Dialogues, and we'll be there and providing a lot of information on there as well.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, I want to thank you both, Steve Doyle and Paul. What's your last name?
Paul Denny.
Paul Denny, for being guest. I wish you much luck with this. You might, guys, Facebook friend Randy Robics, there might be a tie-in. She does aerobics for kids with music.
Well, thanks, Nancy. That's a good idea.
So you might want to connect with her and just say, you know, you heard it on my radio show. But she does, she's got a great thing, Randy Robics, and she takes, she gets kids moving. So you might want to double connect with that lady, okay?
I love it.
All right. And as I said, I found out through you, my friend Jeff Leibowitz.
Yeah,
Jeff
Leibowitz.
Yep, and he said, you got to hear these people. He sent me information, and it sounded like an interesting prospect. Please stay in touch with me and let me know when the CD comes out, and we'll talk again. How's that, guys?
That sounds
like
great.
A great thing.
All right, thank
you very
for being
thanks
on
so much,
Summertime.
Nancy.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Weren't they nice? It's always nice when I'm turned on to people like that. It's I actually met my friend. It's like, I don't think George Bettinger and I have physically met, but we are such buddies, as is my great friend Betty Jo Tucker. She just really knows. I'm telling you, Betty, I don't know if that, besides the episode where you interviewed me, that will go down along the Birds episode you did last Tuesday, along with the one with Rita Moreno. That's one of my favorites, and Debbie Reynolds. So that's the top three so far, the ones that I've heard in my lifetime. We have Alan S. in the house. Alan, post your comedy site in the chat room if you're listening. And everybody, repost your sites, okay, and I'll announce them on air. But that was pretty interesting. So these guys got together and they're making some music. Oh, the Birds. Oh, that was so great, Betty Jo Tucker. That was great. And Alan S., you're in the house. Post your comedy site, Alan, okay? Just plug it in there so they know who it is. Facebook friend each other. That was interesting. I always meet interesting people. Oh, the Wilshire Comedy Group.com. That's Alan's. He's such a nice guy. I met him at Ladies of Laughter Festival. And Alan, the people are saying hi to you in the chat room. And today I'm going to have I got 10 minutes left. It's a shorter show because I'm on the run today. Once again, I want to announce the Friars beat NBC Today show. Nah, 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 nah. Is that bad sportsmanship on my part? I don't know. I don't know. How about some Katsumi? Oh, no, you know, yeah, Katsumi. How about some Katsumi? I think we can do a little Katsumi here. Katsumi night with you. Here we go, cut. way from Japan, and I found him on the George Bettinger Show. And around 4 p.m., you can listen to the great George Bettinger and his wise comedy and smart alecky things. And next Tuesday at 4 p.m. seems to be the magic hour for my friends. Betty Jo Tucker is going to be doing a Morgan Freeman tribute show. That should be interesting. Love that, George. Here's a little George.
Say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. You know, so the amazing thing, this is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have, Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
That's George Benger, the Mom and Pop Shop. Facebook friend him, please do. Today George is going to have a young filmmaker named Jonathan Levitt. His movie Follow the Leader is winning awards. Terrific. And how sad for us, for our friend Tom Cotter, who came in second to Dogs. He was beat out by Dogs. The jokes will ensue, but great comedian on America's Got Talent, and he is one comedian who certainly does have talent. He's a wonderful guy as well. And so is his wife, Carrie Louise. Watch their videos called My Mommy Minute online. You're going to love them. That's terrific. Well, we're winding down here. Betty Jo Tucker, your ear must be burning. I hope you have it on speakerphone. I'm sorry that you have to listen that way. Alan S. from the Wilshire Comedy Group, thank you for coming in here, too. And we're winding down. I got to find something that's to wind down with, because we've already done everything fun. But it's been interesting. Who should we wind down with? No, let's see. Bria, all your songs are so darn long. Let's find the shortest one. Here we go. How about a little Bria Skonberg to end with?
I wish I hadn't forgotten why I was waiting so long, why I was holding on to a distant summer song. For now my thoughts are with some that are very nice indeed, but they don't hold a candle to the thrill that you gave to me. I wish I hadn't forgotten the softness of your touch, those big brown eyes that mesmerize like I've had too much. I can't complain, it's all in vain. The choice was mine, I know, but I just cannot remember why I let you go.
I wish you hadn't forgotten why we were waiting so long, while we were holding on to a distant summer song. For even though the girls I know are ticklish with their charms, I wonder, is there laughter in a world beyond your arms? I wish I hadn't forgotten to just once more remind, life is chance, but circumstance gives beauty unrefined. I could have said what's in my head, the choice was yours, I know, but I just cannot remember why I let you go. hadn't forgotten why we were waiting so long, while we were holding on to a distant summer song.
For now, my thoughts are with some that are very nice indeed, but they don't hold a candle to the thrill that you gave to me.
I wish I hadn't forgotten the softness of your touch, those bright blue eyes that mesmerize like I've had too much.
I can't complain, it's all in vain.
Oh, the choice was yours,
I know, but I just cannot remember why I let you go.
Thank you for listening to Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio. Bye-bye.